play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast for Wednesday, August 15th on Twitter at James Rapine at Locked On Reds. Subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. LockedOnReds.com is the place to be. Jeffrey Carr is a writing machine. Check out his work there. And it's great to be with you today. I'm not sure the Reds are happy with what happened yesterday. Sal Romano's certainly not happy. You're going to hear from him. You're going to hear from Reds manager Jim Riggleman coming up in just a bit here. But, man, it's crazy. It's crazy the swings of the roller coaster of a season that it has been for the Reds. Because there are times when we're feeling good about them, and then there are times when you're not feeling good about them, and now we're back to a time where it's like, oh, man, they're going to lose the Ohio Cup, potentially. And that to me, it's just been up, down, all around. Honestly, it's like we're at Kings Island, the way this roller coaster season's went. Reds lose yesterday, and, man, it was rough. It was rough. They lose 8-1. The bats never got going. Sal Romano had the shortest start of his career. 1 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks. And, man, it was just rough. It was just rough for him. And let's just get right to it. Here's Sal Romano with reporters after the game. This, courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio.
Just one of those nights where wherever you put it, they seem to find a hole with it.
They did find the holes, but I also fell behind every single hitter I faced. Just unacceptable. But like you said, it's one of those days. Was on a pretty good run, and obviously, you know, this kind of ruins that. So back to work tomorrow.
Is there anything you can take out of this?
No. There's nothing that I could take out of this game. I mean, yeah, there was some soft contact, a lot of singles, but still no excuse. I got to be able to get ahead of guys and make pitches, and that's when I'm successful. Especially, you're not going to get away with that kind of stuff against a team like that over there. So, you know, but tip of the cap to our bullpen. The way Lorenzi came out and pitched, you know, and, you know, our guys going out there one apiece and doing the jobs and, you know, keeping at what it was. So just one of those days, and I got to move forward.
I feel like sometimes it's a step forward, like in the last game against the Mets, and then it's a step back in this game. So you've had kind of those kind of moments this season.
Yeah, it's been like pitch good for a couple weeks, pitch a bad, really, really bad one. Hasn't really been like that mediocre game where we're still in the game and, you know, we come back and end up winning the game. I usually out of reach at the time I point I come out of the game. So, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, I know what I'm capable of. Just got to keep getting better and, you know, go on another good run again.
I'm struggling to get ahead in counts. I mean, what do you turn to in your head trying to?
Trying to go to my fastball, obviously. But yeah, obviously that didn't work today. I kept missing outside or down. You know, I really wanted to focus on trying to hit, you know, down and away against a team like this. I was struggling to do that. It doesn't really matter where you put the ball when you're behind in the count. They're looking dead red heater, and regardless if they make hard contact or not, it's gonna happen. Their hitters are gonna find holes. So. I just got to be better with getting ahead, and then I can use all my pitches.
That's Sal Romano after the game, and clearly frustrated Sal Romano after the game. Honestly, though, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not. It is not the worst thing in the world that happened, and here's why. Is Sal Romano going to be a part of this Reds team's future? I've said this all season, and I've been pretty consistent with it. If the answer's yes, and I think it is, then you want him to know what it's like getting his ass kicked, what it's like going the shortest start of your career, needing 21 pitches to get the first out. You know, like that's the reality of it. And I get it. He was coming in really hot. He had a 3.2 earned run average over his previous 5 starts. But the reality is, finishing well this year is certainly important. But knowing how to regroup and recover after struggling and just having awful outings or just struggling to hit your spots, hit your pitches in the locations that you want, that's very important for a veteran pitcher, for an experienced pitcher, for a guy who is going to be counted on. So if Sal Romano is going to be counted on, which it sounds like he's going to be, I think he's going to be, I want him to go through this. Just like I want Luis Castillo to have his ups and downs. It makes you who you are. It gets you better. And he's so frustrated there. I think overall, I really do. I think that that is a good thing long term. That being said, it was not a good thing for the Reds yesterday. 8-1. Michael Lorenzen helped out of the bullpen a lot. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 2 runs. 4 pitchers finished the final 7 1/3 innings. But yeah, it was rough. Billy Hamilton has a hitting streak, by the way. He has a hitting streak. 7-game hitting streak. Had a single in the 6th inning yesterday. And had a great catch in the outfield. But yeah, it's one of those things. He got thrown out, by the way, when he got that hit. Which is something interesting with Billy. Can they not send him on you know, stolen base attempts this year? I would send him almost every time he gets on base. Like, barring something unforeseen, and I'm not trying to run out of an inning, Billy Hamilton needs to steal bases a lot. And he was thrown out yesterday. Fine. It's part of it. I would equate it to throwing a deep ball in football. Yeah, the Bengals should throw the ball deep to A.J. Green because he's going to bring it down. And if it's picked off once in a while, that's okay. Billy Hamilton's thrown out once in a while. That's okay. Here's Reds manager Jim Riggleman after the game. This audio also courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio.
But just seemed that when Sal left it over the plate, they just hit it in holes today.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we want Sal to get ground balls, and he got ground balls, but they all found holes, you know. Not much we could do about it. He was fighting an uphill battle there. It was just everything was, you know, a couple of them were, you know, sharp hit balls. It's good hitting, but you know, we just could not turn any of them, you know, a foot or two the other way where it might have been a double play ball. And you know, it turned into a tough inning in 2/3.
Their announcer said that may have been as good as Kluber's been all season long.
Well, you know, we know how good he is, but that was really some good pitching. You know, I feel like previous series, Buchholz and Godley pitched. You know, tonight Kluber pitched. You know, they're not flamethrowers. They're just they got good arms, but they really knew how to pitch. And you know, we're running a little bit of a buzzsaw there, and you know, we're in a rough patch, and we're going to come out of it. But you know, you go through these times, and we just got to come out of it sooner than later.
I know you're not looking for silver linings, but your reliever 7 1/3 hit 7 strikeout ball tonight.
Yeah, Lorenzen did a great job. Mike saved the bullpen for us, and then our 3 right-handed relievers who generally pitch tied or with a lead late in the ball game all came in and saved our left-handed part of our bullpen. None of our left-handers had to get in that game, so you know, we preserved as much as we could for tomorrow.
That's Jim Riggleman, Reds manager, after the game. And he's right. Look, Corey Kluber dealt. This wasn't just the Reds just didn't show up. It's the reality of it. So it happens. I wish I had more for you. I think this is good for Sal because, look, when you're young, what do you want? Like, how many times has, like if you remember back, like, think back to high school or elementary school or college or even now. And you call one of your parents and you're complaining. Maybe you're complaining about the kids or you're complaining about your graduate class or whatever it is. And they're like, yeah, back when I was your age, this, and this. I went through this or this, and this. Experience matters. And hopefully Sal Romano can learn from what happened yesterday. And he said he can't take anything from it. But what he can take away from it is how to recover from a bad performance. Of what it's like being really low and having a really, really crappy performance in rebounding from it and having a good performance the very next time you get to pitch. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Up next, we'll preview tonight's game against the Indians at Great American Ballpark as the Locked On Reds podcast rolls on. I'm James Erpine. Thanks for listening today. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and today is a big day. This is certainly the most important game in the series against the Indians. If you ask me why, well, it's because of who's on the mound. It's Robert Stephenson. Now, it's his second start with the Reds this year, And he's looking for his first win, has a 6.75 earned run average. And I just want to know, can they, one, give him run support because they haven't had many runs this series. Two, can Robert Stevenson be something? Can he flash something? Show us something. This is why he was called up, and he's getting his chance. His first start, he only lasted four innings. Four strikeouts, five walks. A couple of those were intentional. How's his control going to be? Look, he got 11 starts last year. The Reds really need to figure out what Stevenson is. And today is a big day for that. We'll see what happens. First pitch at Great American Ballpark at 7:10. And look, I'm sure there are still tickets available. And it's one of those things. Robert Stevenson, is he part of the future? Going up against Shane Bieber, who's 6-2 on the year, 62 and two-thirds innings pitched on the season, a 4.24 earned run average, has 66 strikeouts and 13 walks. His last outing, Bieber, was on my birthday. It appears, really? Was it on my 10 days ago? That seems off. Nope, that can't be it. That's not right. But, his last seven games, So his last outing, he pitched 6 2/3, three hits, no earned runs. So it's better than the outing on my birthday when he went 5 2/3, seven hits, two earned runs, and he picked up a win. Didn't get a decision against the White Sox, in which he was really good. So we'll see if the Reds can get to Bieber today and finally get a win, salvage a win against the Indians after dropping the first two of this series. Robert Stevenson, can he get it done? Pressure's on Rob. Or Bob? What should we call him? Rob or Bob? I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. We'll be back at it tomorrow. The Reds are off, so we'll preview a weekend of baseball on the podcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Make sure you check out LockedOnReds.com. Jeffrey Carr's got your recaps. He's got your series previews. He's got opinions. He loves Phil Irvin. And we'll be back at it tomorrow. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.